A Beginner's Guide to Stem Cell Therapy, Everything to Know. Stem cell therapy, also called regenerative medicine, is gaining traction around the globe. This procedure aims to improve the repair response of dysfunctional and damaged tissue via stem cell implantation. As such, it represents an innovative way of combating various diseases and injuries. You may be aware there's a lot of hearsay floating around the topic. Stem cell treatments are in the epicenter of heated debates. We're going to ignore all that and explore two facts: the ability of stem cells to self-renew unlimitedly and repair tissues in our bodies. After all, they are the essence of the tremendous medical potential the therapy has. So, without further ado, let's dive in. Here is a comprehensive guide on definitions, cell sources, characteristics, and therapeutic applications. Stem cells 101. Many researchers and doctors hail stem cell therapy as the next big thing in medicine. Stem cells have demonstrated promise for uses ranging from orthopedic applications to the treatment of chronic disease. Intro to stem cell therapy. With the world's largest pandemic now underway, stem cells are also showing promise in the management of COVID-19-induced respiratory and immune complication, such as acute respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS. ARDS is estimated to be the cause of up to 90% of COVID-19-related deaths. On the other hand, many skeptics downplay the effectiveness of stem cell therapy. They warn about various safety issues. It's clear we have to tread carefully and stick to facts. The best way to kick off the discussion is with the proper definition. Namely, you can think of stem cells as raw material that forms our bodies. As naturally occurring cells, they exist in both developing and adult organisms. Using these basic building blocks, our bodies can generate many other cells that have specialized functions. These other cells can be blood cells, brain cells, bone cells, and more. Almost every organ and tissue contains a portion of stem cells. This includes some organs, like the heart, that were until recently considered void of stem cells. Science behind stem cell therapy. Given the right conditions, stem cells have the ability to divide into more cells. The new cells are called daughter cells, and it's estimated there are 200 different types of them. And as far as we know, there is no other cell in our body that possesses this amazing property. Daughter cells take one of two forms, specialized cells or stem cells. The first type drives differentiation, while the other fosters perpetual self-renewal. In both cases, maturing of stem cells provides invaluable insights into how diseases develop. Not only that, but this process leads to the creation of healthy cells that replace diseased and injured counterparts. Regenerative medicine can manipulate maturing to produce a specific type of cell. This supervised division is regulated, as opposed to cancer cell division, which is uncontrolled and highly dangerous. Researchers either commonly source stem cells from donors. Although one type of stem cell called a pluripotent stem cell can allow for a nearly infinite scale-up of supply. Once ready, the cells can then be injected or infused by force into patients. For instance, if a person is suffering from heart disease, the cells may be injected into the heart muscle. Who can benefit from stem therapy? The research done so far suggests stem cells may revolutionize both transplant and regenerative medicine. We still have to wait for new studies to see whether the full potential comes to fruition. But some important milestones have already been reached. As early as the 1950s, doctors have managed stem cell therapies in the form of bone marrow transplants. These procedures supply patients' bodies with the healthy cells necessary to replace the cells adversely affected by chemotherapy. Moreover, stem cell therapy can bolster the immune system and help people overcome cancer and blood-related diseases. There are other categories of people who stand to benefit from stem cell therapy. To name a few, these are patients with type 1 and 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, spinal cord injuries, heart disease, various forms of cancer, osteoarthritis. In all these instances, healthy transplanted cells have the potential to mend defective muscles, tissues, or organs. Over time, we should expect many more human ailments to pop up on this list. Types of stem cells. When it comes to stem cells, there are three basic types. The first one is the embryonic stem cell, ESC, a cell type derived from a few-day-old embryo in special fertilization clinics. Embryonic stem cells can evolve into any other cell type when implanted in an adult body. That means they have a pluripotent property. Of course, the embryonic therapy raises ethical concerns and is denounced by some renowned medical institutions and many religious organizations. The second type of stem cell is the induced pluripotent stem cell, or IPS cell, for short. This is a type of lab-engineered stem cell created from adult cells. Like the embryonic stem cell, these cells are pluripotent. But unlike ESCs, they are not controversial because they aren't made from embryonic cells. The third type to note is an adult stem cell. These cells also have the ability to transform into differentiated cell types. But, unlike embryonic cells, it's dependent on the originating tissue. These cells are multipotent, which means they tend to have a limited range of cell types that can turn into. The two most common types of adult stem cells are hematopoietic stem cells, commonly found in bone marrow and blood, and mesenchymal stem cells, commonly found in fat, among other tissues. Hematopoietic stem cells, HSCs, from bone marrow have been used since the 1950s to treat conditions such as leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. A word of caution. Scientific tests are ongoing and poised to deepen our understanding of stem cells. It seems that for now, research is focused on a multitude of degenerative diseases. That is a welcome development. However, we hope to see more studies on the manipulation processes and ways of improving patient safety. Scientists will also have to find ways to create foolproof protocols for ensuring the integration and survival of transplanted cells. Finally, bear in mind is that many medical clinics make claims that aren't backed by science or in step with regulatory standards. The lesson to draw from this is clear. Be cautious and weigh all the pros and cons of stem cell therapy. Talk to your doctor and ponder these questions before opting for it. The future is now. Stem cells might well be the future of medicine as we know it. We still have a long way to go in terms of research and education. But stem cell therapy is becoming a tried and true method. It has been proven stem cells are able to differentiate into various types of cells. This ability is unique and holds the key to fighting a host of serious illnesses and diseases. As researchers continue to forward knowledge on stem cells, we'll have more reliable evidence to support stem cell-based medicine. Scientists and doctors will then be able to improve the safety and efficacy of their methods. If you found this blog valuable, subscribe to BioInformant's Stem Cell Industry Updates.